Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. My prayer for you is that you are being blessed by these podcasts and mostly that you're being inspired to read the Bible on your own. You know, it's great that I get to do these with you, and I so enjoy them myself. I got to tell you, even though I've read through the book of Acts over and over again, I continually learn from what God has for me, and I'm praying the same as for you. But you can take anywhere in the Bible and just ask the Lord to be with you, and He'll begin to teach you His Word, just the way He does me. Don't worry about what you don't understand. Just put that back in a file for later information in your mind. And then just read and hear what He has to say for you that you do understand and follow it. We always go to Him in prayer as we begin these studies, so if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we know that You know more than we will ever know. And You've given us the insight of Your Word to be able to teach us many of those principles and things that You know are best for our lives. And so today, we ask You to help us by humbling our hearts and minds and helping our eyes and ears to be able to receive from You. We know that You know best for our lives, Lord, and we yield ourselves to Your Holy Spirit, who You promised would guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth. And so we're just a blessed people today as we study Your Word. We ask You again to be with us, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Gall of Bitterness. The physician Luke wrote, "When the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, Your money perish with you, because you have thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you." And in chapter 8 and verse 23 of the book of Acts, Luke shared how Peter told Simon, "I perceive that you are in the gall of bitterness," where we read, "For I perceive that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." The verse begins, "For I perceive that you are in the gall of bitterness." Luke began with the words, "For I perceive," which means because, since, and on account that I, Peter, discern, clearly see, and behold, that you are in the gall, or that you, Simon, exist within the bile and poison of bitterness, which means pertaining to extreme wickedness and hatred. Luke shared how Peter discerned that Simon was entering into the poison and extreme wickedness and hatred. Verse continues, "and in the bond of iniquity." Luke added the words, "and in the bond," which means, "and within the control, band, and joint tie of iniquity," or pertaining to injustice, unrighteousness, and deeds violating law and justice. Luke shared how Peter also told Simon he was in control of unrighteousness and violating deeds. When we think through Luke's words in this verse, we learn how Peter continued his rebuke of Simon by telling him that his thinking and desires were like the poison of wickedness and hatred, as well as the control of unrighteousness. Simon needed correction. And although he believed and trusted in Jesus as personal Savior, his thinking needed to be altered. Simon was on the path of living in a wicked and unrighteous manner, and he needed to know it. Peter confronted him, and we shall see how he responds in our next verse. God loves people. He's willing to forgive them, grant them everlasting life, and correct them when their thoughts and ways are wrong. He does this through His Son Jesus, who died on the cross for the sins of everyone, and He was raised from the dead after 3 days. When we believe and trust in Him as our Savior and Lord, God will forgive us of our sins. He will give us everlasting life, and He will give us His Holy Spirit to correct us when our ways and our thinking are not in alignment with His. Let all who read and hear these words yield to the Lord Jesus in every area of their lives. Next time, Luke shares how Simon tells Peter, "Pray to the Lord for me." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.